Begin the current daf, Masechtas Makis, in daf Vav. Begin 6 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara explains the halach of our Mishnah. That is, our Mishnah spoke about first 3 different interpretations in why does the Torah specify al pishnaim edim oishloisha edim yumas ames. Why specify, if we already know that the testimony is valid based on 2 witnesses, the element of 3 witnesses? Tanakhama said that to be mazim, it's coming to tell you that there's no difference between 2 or 3. Rav Shimon says to say that regarding being huzam, it's not going to make a difference that you have to have all of them being huzam. And Rabbi Kiva actually said that as a stringency to say that when there is hazama on 2, it's and on 3, they're all going to be huzam, even though the testimony would have been even without him, but being a third will, he's also contributing, and therefore he's going to be part of that punishment of hazama. Additionally, another stringency that the pasuk is comparing by saying Shnei Edom or Shleisha Edom is just like when there's 2 witnesses. Obviously, if you're invalidating one of the 2, you're not left with any unit of testimony which has to have at least 2, the whole thing is void. So saying also by 3 or even 100, if one of them is invalidated, even though you still have remaining witnesses, the whole thing is going to be thrown out and the whole testimony is going to be void. Which Rabbi Yossi said that halacha only applies within the fascists, because there's halacha betzilu edu, we try our most to save the defendant. But regarding din mamonis, if the 99th or the 100th is invalidated, we still have 2 witnesses, the testimony is still going to be valid, which Rabbi disagreed on 2 points. He said that no, actually this halacha of throwing out the whole testimony, even if 1 out of 100 is invalidated, is going to be not only by capital punishment, but even by monetary law. And additionally, he says that when do we say that the whole testimony is going to be invalid if one of the witnesses is a kariv or a pasul? That's only if he was part of initially of the, to be part of the witnesses, where let's say he had warned the perpetrator, don't do this. But if not, if he just happened to be a bystander, the fact that he is invalid to say testimony is not going to invalidate the testimony. That's 2 things that Rebbe disagrees with Rebbe Yossi. Now, Amar Rava, he qualifies the halacha of our Mishnah, and he says that then the Mishnah is telling us that we view all of the witnesses as one unit of testimony, and if let's say one of them is a car of apostle, the whole thing is thrown out. Amar Rava, he says, but that's only if they all testified within the amount of time that it takes to talk after the previous witness. That's where the Mishnah says that even 100 witnesses are going to be like that original 2 witnesses, like one unit. But if let's say 2 witnesses testified and then a few hours later or sometime later, another 2 witnesses come to testify, then each 2 witnesses are going to be considered as their own group of witnesses. So even if let's say the second one, the number 30 witness is going to be invalidated, that's not going to have anything to do with the first ones who came at a different point in time. It has to be that he spoke with an amount of time of right after the witness, and then he's considered connected to him as one unit, and then if one of them is a carved apostle, the whole thing is thrown out. On that omelet, Rav Achamid Diftil Ravina, he asked, B'mechti, let's see. What is the halachic framework of within the amount of time that it takes to talk? That is, kidei she'ilas tamad l'rav, the amount of time it takes for a student to inquire how his teacher is doing, which is shalom alecha Rebbe Meir, peace upon you, my teacher, my guide. That's the amount of time it takes to be contiguous, to be connected to the previous statement. The problem is, meya tuva have, but 100 is way too much time. How could you say that the only way we view all 100 witnesses if they speak to the deeper of the first witnesses, but automatically if you have 100 witnesses, they're not talking all within the amount of time of the first witness or the first 2 witnesses in those few amount of seconds when they have to wait till all the previous witnesses spoke? Amalei, Ravina said to Rav Achna Medifti, says, no, kolchad v'chad, each one of the 100 witnesses started their testimony, but toich kdei dibur, with the amount of time of how it takes those few seconds to say Shalom Lecha Rabbi Meiri, of the end of Shalchavera, of the one before him. Meaning we view each one as a train connected to the previous one, but only if each one spoke right after the previous witness. It doesn't have to be within, of course you can't have few seconds of 100 witnesses from when the first or second witness spoke. But if after the first one said his testimony, immediately the second one, then immediately the third one, immediately the fourth one, then they each connected the previous witness, then we view them all as one large testimony, and that's what the Mishnah was saying. If one of them is on the car of apostle, the whole set of witnesses are going to be thrown out. Now, the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Kiva, he says, we said there was 3 different interpretations in the pasuk. He disagreed with the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, and he says the pasuk's not coming to find leniency for the witnesses to say that, like Rav Shimon said, where that even when hazam is going to be on 2 of them or 3 of them, it has to be that all of them are huzam. says, no, the pasuk, obviously, it's one unit, so obviously you have to be mazam all of them. Rather, he says, the pasuk, when it's adding on oishleisha edim, which we would have known already, what if we two witnesses, two people are valid to be witnesses, three for sure, rather it's coming to create a stringency. And he says, because of mashnai mechulu, if regarding two witnesses, if one of them is a karev apostle, so obviously there's no testimony over here, even three, if one of them is a karev apostle, even 100, the whole thing is thrown out. Now, chulu, etc., whereas we quoted that there is this machlekes between Rabbi Yitzi and Rebbe, two-part machlekes, shortly the Gemara is going to explain one of them, but one of the machlekeses was regarding the halacha of din and nefashas, which we said regarding capital punishment, that if one of them, even one out of the 100 witnesses, is found to be a relative or someone that's possible to say testimony, the whole thing is thrown out. Now, that Rebbe disagreed with Rebbe Yitzi, and he qualified. He said, but that's only if one of those 100 wasn't just a spectator. He actually warned the defendant, the perpetrator. Then, since he's part of the Edom, then, even though we still have two remaining that are kosher, or three, or four, or five, it doesn't make a difference since he's part of that unit, and that's flawed, the whole thing is thrown out. Now, that has to get more omli, Rav Papa Labai, he says, Elamiyata, but if we go with Rabbi Yitzi, not like Rebbe, who is saying that even if one of these 100 Edom is puzzle, and he's going to be problematic, and he's going to void the whole testimony, even if he didn't warn the defendant, where his intention was not even to testify, still, it's going to protect and it's going to save the defendant because of that he's a relative to that person, where he's a karev, and therefore he's invalid to be a witness, and it's going to throw out the whole thing. So ask the Gemara, then harig yatzel. Then even the victim who was killed should save the defendant, the perpetrator, because the victim saw the killer, and he is a relative to one of the proponents of this tragedy, and you said that anyone who saw, that's what Rabbi Yitzi holds, not like Rebbe, is considered a witness. So the victim is a witness. The victim is a relative to himself. He should save the perpetrator who murdered him from getting executed because he's a karev to one of the proponents, to the victim himself, and he saw it. And therefore, like Rabbi Yitzi says, that should save any murderer from getting killed. Says the Gemara, Kishahargu Mechar. So Abai answered, whenever the pasuk tells you that a murderer is liable to be killed, it's when the murderer killed the victim from behind. So the victim didn't see the murder when he was killed. And so you don't have a karev that saw, and that's when we're going to go ahead and execute the murderer. You're right, if he had seen him, then you're right, according to Rabbi Yitzi, the murderer would be exempt. So continues asking Rav Papa, Nirva Yatzel, a man who is sodomized by another man, should also save the sodomer, the one who violated him, because he saw his perpetrator. Says Abai here too, Kisharav Mechar, but where he sodomized him from behind, where the victim couldn't see who had sodomized him, and since he didn't see, so there was no karev who saw. But as Rav Papa, Hayrig Vereveya Yatzilu, the murderer and the sodomizer himself should save themselves. They're a relative to themselves, and they're a karev therefore to themselves, and they saw what they did, and therefore they themselves should save themselves from the crime. So the Gemara says, Ishtik, Abai was silent, didn't know what to say over there. What do you mean? The perpetrator always sees what he's doing. And it would come out that, according to Abiyasi's logic, no murderer or someone who sodomized another man should be executed. Kiasa kamei deRava, when Abai came up from the Rava, Amalei Rava said to him, the answer is based on the pasuk in the Varm of Edom Zayman, where it says in Yotest Hezvav that according to the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, the halacha says, Yakum Dover, that they will establish the idea regarding what they're testifying. So that pasuk is telling us that when did we say that the unit is one, which is where this halacha of the previous Mishnah is learned out from, apishnaim edim oishloisha edim, that we said that we're comparing three to two, that we consider it all as one unit, just like by two you invalidate one of them, the whole thing's invalid, is only by yakum dover, by the one who, as the Gemara explains, b'mekayme dover hakasam adaba. The pasuk is only talking about those who are validating the narrative, which are the witnesses. But it's not talking about oisei hadaber, the ones who did the thing. The proponents themselves of the story, whether it be the victim or the perpetrator, they're not yakum daver, they're the oisei daver. So the halacha making them all as one unit Like Rabbi Yisi said, even if they didn't intend to be witnesses, but if they just witnessed, they're considered witnesses, and if one of them is Karav Apostle, it throws at the whole thing. That's only by Mekayim Edavar, but the proponents of the story themselves are not going to invalidate by being part of that, and that's why it's not a question like Rabbi was asking Abaye, according to Rabbi Yisi's logic, regarding the victim or the perpetrator. That's not going to be a Karav Apostle to invalidate it, and that's why it's not difficult. Now the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yisi, regarding the other machlikas, Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi, Rabbi Yisi said, "B'med of Amurim, when did we say this halacha of if one of them is Karav Apostle, even out of the 100 that's going to save the defendant?" That's regarding capital punishment. Because did we try to save him? As the Pasuk says, "V'tzilu eidah." But regarding monetary case, so then, okay, if one out of the 100 is Apostle, you still got 99 left to testify. As long as you have two, it's still going to be a valid testimony. Now, B'chulu, etc., where Rebbe disagreed, and he said that no, it's both by capital punishment and by monetary law. And regarding capital punishment, he said, Mayasu shnei achim b'chulu, that how can you hold like the other halacha of Rebbe Yisi, that it would be even that you would throw out the whole thing, even if anyone saw, even if he didn't warn, then what would happen when you have two brothers who happen to have witnessed a crime? Automatically, according to Rebbe Yisi, we're not going to execute that defendant because relatives had seen and relatives are apostle. Now the Gemara asks, "Hichar amin lahu, what do we say to the relative or the apostle Aedis to inspect him if his intention was originally to say testimony or not?" And that is what we said, that we have this machlikas, Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe, where according to Rebbe, it's specifically only if he had intended to be a witness. What do we do to find out? We don't know. Was his intention to be a witness or was it not? So Rabbi says, this is what we tell to them, meaning to the witnesses, whoever saw the crime. Lemechzi asisu, did you come to see, just to be a spectator? Or did you come to testify? You said, I want to be able to catch what's going on so I could testify in court. If he says, I came to testify, so then nimtza echad min karav apostle, then if you find one of them, a relative or apostle, according to Rabbi, then they do some betela, then the testimony is going to be void. But Iyamri Lamechzi Asib says, I just came to see, then as Rebbe had said in the Mishnah, Mayasu Shnei Achan Shero Be'echad Shehargas Nevesh, what are you going to do if two brothers happen to have seen? That's not going to invalidate the whole testimony. It's only when he came specifically to testify. Like Gemara concludes, Zibma, we learned, Amr Vidu Mishmuel, he says, Alokha Kerbiyesi, Alokha Kerbiyesi, that even if he didn't intend to testify, but he witnessed the fact that he's a Karav Apostle, will throw out the whole testimony. Rav Nachman, he says, Alokha Kerbi, no, it's only if he had warned, we know that he came to testify, as we inquire later on, then he's part of the unit of the testimony, even 100, but if he's a Karav Apostle, we're going to throw it out. But if he just happened to have seen as a spectator, that doesn't make him part of the unit of the Aedis, and then it's going to still be a valid testimony of the other witnesses who were intending to be part of this group of witnesses. Gemara continues on Talmud Beis, where the Gemara continues with another Mishnah related to the previous Mishnah regarding do we consider them as one pair of witnesses or as different groups of witnesses. So the Mishnah tells us, if two witnesses saw the incident from this window, two other witnesses saw the incident from a different window. Now, there was one person who was warning the perpetrator in the middle. So says the Mishnah, "Bizman shemiktsasin royin elu es elu." If some of the witnesses saw some of the other witnesses, so harei elu edus achas, and then they would combine them to be as one large group of witnesses, because there is a connection where some of them see the other. Therefore, if one of the groups of witnesses are going to be huzim, but all of them are not huzim, so then even that one pair are not going to be executed because we consider them as one pair of witnesses, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, then it's only if they're all huzim to be executed. But if they don't see each other, they're seeing the same thing but from different windows and they can't see each other, then we consider them as two different groups of witnesses. Therefore, says the Mishnah, if one of the two groups of witnesses are huzim, where people say, another pair of witnesses come and say, how could you say you saw this when at that time and that day you were with us somewhere else? Then, who vehene rogen, the defendant, and the group, that one pair of witnesses who are huzim, are going to be executed. The one pair of witnesses, because they're separate and their whole unit was huzim. The defendant, because the other pair of witnesses, who is not huzim, they're testifying that he committed that crime, so they're all going to be killed. Vashni Batura and the second group, who was not huzim, they're going to be exempt. Nothing's going to happen to them. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, he disagrees with the halacha of the Tanna Kamma because he says, lo'olam ein nehrogin. They're not executed. Ad sheyu shnei edav masrin boy. It's not like the Tanna Kamma who said that if some of them see each other and you have someone in the middle who's warning that everyone sees, that that's going to be able to prosecute the defendant, because Rabbi Yisrael says that the two witnesses themselves have to be the ones who are warning the perpetrator. You can't have someone else do the warning. Shem, like the pasuk says, al pi shnayim edim, on the mouth of the two witnesses, that's when yakum davar, meaning they have to give the warning with their own mouth. It can't be coming from someone else. The Rach, another interpretation on those same words in that pasuk, when it says al pi shnayim edim, based on the mouth of the two witnesses, teaches us a different halacha. Shaloi tehei sanhedrin shemas, that the high court should not hear the testimony of the witnesses, mipi haturgumen, through the mouth of the translator, meaning the judges have to recognize the language of the witnesses and not to have a translator and interpreter between them translating what they're saying. We have to hear it directly from the mouth and understand it from the witnesses. Now, relating to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings Amar of Zutra by Tuvi Amar Rabbi. It says, Minayin le'edis miyuchedis. From where do we know regarding distinct testimony, meaning that individual, that one person sees from one window, another one sees from a different window, and they don't see each other? How do we know Shei Psula? That's not valid as testimony. You have to have both of them are seeing together. You can't have, even though they're seeing the same thing, but they're not seeing each other, they're seeing from different windows. How do we know that that's invalid? Shanamalik says, Nepasim Devarim, it says, Lo yumas al pi eid echad. You can't execute a defendant based on the testimony of one witness. Now, says the Gemara, my echad, what does it mean one? Ilem eid echad mamash, if you would think, say, it means literally you can't execute based on the testimony when there's only one witness. Meresha Shaminla, we already know that from the beginning of the Pasuk. It says, al pi shnayim eidim. To kill somebody, to execute him, you need to have two witnesses. Elamai echad, so what does it teach when it says, and you cannot do it through one? It means echad, echad, it means one at a time. Meaning when one is over here and one is over here and they're not coming together and witnessing at the same time together, that's what the pasuk is excluding from the halacha of being a valid testimony. It says Gemara Tanam Halacha similar in the Braisa. It says in the pasuk Lo yumas al pi erecha, you can't execute someone based on the testimony of one witness. It says the Braisa Lahevi Shnaim Sharoyin Maisa. This comes to teach not when there's only one. You have two witnesses who are seeing him. But echad mechalein zeh, ve'echad mechalein zeh, you have, however, one from one window, one from the other window, and ve'ein roin zeh zeh, she'im etzarfen, and the two do not see each other, that is teaching us that they do not combine. That's called edis miyuchedis, when they're separate, distinct testimonies, even though it's regarding the same thing. Now, the lawyer, not only that, says the Braisa, elafila bezeachar zeh bechalein echad, even if it's one after the other, with the same window, eim etzarfen, it's not going to combine, because since they're not seeing it at the same time together, even though it's the same window, they're not going to combine. Now, on this last halacha, the Braisa, the Gemara asks only a Papa Labai. He says, wait a second, Hashta, if the first halacha, the Braisa said, Oma echad mechalein zeh ve'echad mechalein zeh, if one was in one window and the other one was in the other window, the Haika Chazi Kuli Maisa, that this witness saw the whole story. The Haika Chazi Kuli Maisa, and this one also saw the whole story. Amrit Lemisafri, he said, still they don't combine because they're not seeing it together, that they see each other. So Bezech HaZeh, when you're saying that one after the other, the Hai Chazi Palga Demaisa, where this guy's only seeing half the story, the Hai Chazi Palga Demaisa, this guy's only seeing half the story because they're switching off, they can't see through the window together. Mibaya, do I have to tell you that they're not going to be able to combine? So Malay, Sabaya answered him, he says, Loi Nitzucha, no, the Chiddush of the Braisa was saying not only that, which we would have thought that actually the second case is stronger, is El Laboilas Ha'ervat, where a man is cohabiting with a woman that's forbidden to him. Where there, it's enough with each one what they see, because you don't have to see the whole incident. There's nothing more a second later than a second before. It's just that act of coitus that you see the copulation, that's enough, and still the Bryce is saying they're not going to combine. So it's really each one is seeing the whole story, and it's from the same window. That's the chiddush of the Bryce, so that's saying even there they're not going to combine because they have to see it together when they're seeing each other and seeing the same thing at the same time. Now, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Imhoyu Royin Esa Master, but although he said that if they're seeing from different windows and they don't see each other, they're not going to combine, but he says if they saw the one who was warning the defendant, the perpetrator, Oya Master Roya Oy Son, or the one who was warning saw them, even though they didn't see each other, says Rabba Mitzdarf and they combined together. Now, more of Amar Rabba, he says, Master Shamar, the guy who gave the warning to the perpetrator, is Afilim Epi Atzmai, is even if the victim himself warned the perpetrator, and he sees both witnesses, or vafilim pi hashed, or even from a demon, still, like the Tanna Kamma said, that you don't have to have the Eden themselves give the warning. If that one giving the warning even the victim, sees both witnesses, that's going to combine them, and that's going to allow for the testimony to be valid to prosecute this perpetrator. Now, returning to what we were speaking about before, Amar Rav Nachman says, Edus Miuchedes, this halacha of when each one is distinct, that they're seeing from different windows and don't see each other, is kasher b'dinei mamonos. It's valid by monetary law. Because the chsiv, it says in the pasuk which we brought before, lo yumas al piyed achad, which we had translated that says you cannot kill based on one witness. We said it doesn't mean one witness. It means when they see it on their own. Now, that says regarding lo yumas, b'din nefashes hu de'ink sher, it's regarding capital punishment that it's not kosher witnesses in that type of case. Of a b'din nemamnes ksher, but regarding monetary law, that would be valid if they either took turns seeing through the window or they saw from different windows even though they didn't see each other but they both saw the same thing, that would be a valid set of witnesses regarding monetary law. Now, however, Maskev Rav Zutra, but Rav Zutra asked on this halach and he says, but El Meyater, if that's the case, that you're saying that in general, that Edus Miuchedes, when they see and they don't see each other, that they're going to combine regarding, let's say, by monetary law, so then if that's the case, so B'din Nefashah, so regarding capital punishment, when you have two witnesses seeing from different windows, and let's say you have two witnesses, as our Mishnah spoke about, two witnesses from one window and two witnesses from another window, and one of the two sets of witnesses are Huzim, so the Halacha should tell us that both sets of witnesses should be combined to be as if they're one set of witnesses, and it should be Tatzel, it should save the Zaymimin. And so too, let's say regarding the defendant, it should be considered as if they're all one set of witnesses, where if let's say one of them is Karev Apostle, that it should invalidate all of the witnesses, because since he's saying that in general, like by monetary law, that they do combine. So there's reason over here for us to say logically that we should be able to save whether the defendant or the Edom Zayman from being prosecuted. And the Torah tells us we should do all attempts to save, as it says, Vitzilo Eda. Salam, it's not wide, we learn in our Mishnah, hu veheine ragin, that let's say when you have two in this window, and two in a different window, and they don't see each other, so we said that they're considered separate, and then we're going to say that, and one of the pair of witnesses are huzim, so we say they who are huzim are executed, the defendant is executed because the other pair of witnesses was not huzim, and they're saved. Why? They should all not be killed, because we should say, as we find there's such a logic by monetary law, that the two sets of witnesses are as one. And if they are as one, once we're mazim one peer, they're all considered invalidated, but we're not going to do hazama, so that would save the defendant, and it's not going to kill that one peer of Edom Zayman, because you have to be mazim all of them. And you're saying that there is such a logic of Edus Miuchedes being combined by monetary law, so we should extend that logic to Edin Nefashes, to capital punishment, because of Betzilo Eda. So it's going to be a difficulty. Why is it that we don't say that logic as and for the halacha of our Mishnah to be matzal the neragin, that of the defendant and of that one pair of Edom Zayman. Now the Mishnah said Rabbi Yisi Eimer b'chulu, he disagreed with the Tanakam. He says that you can't have a random person doing the asra. The two witnesses themselves who are testifying have to be the ones who gave the warning to the perpetrator. Now on that Amalei Rav Pabbel Abai, he asked, Umi islil Rabbi Yisi ha'isvar, does Rabbi Yisi hold of this logic, meaning does he even hold of the requirement and necessity of Hasra, of warning the defendant, that he's saying even more than that, that this Hasra has to be from the witnesses themselves? But Ratnam, we learned the Mishnah later on the Testament Beis, the Rabbi Yisi, he says, Hasayne, an enemy, who says that, I know I killed this guy, who was a sworn enemy, but he says, I killed him by mistake, which would generally exempt him from the death penalty. He would go into exile, but he would be exempt from the death penalty. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi says, Nerek, he's executed. Why? Because we assume he did it deliberately because he's an enemy, and he's already considered as if he was warned. So you see, Rabbi Yisi doesn't even require warning in the first place. We assume he's already forewarned. You know he's an enemy, and you're forewarned on that. And so how could he say that not only do you need Hasra, but it has to be from the agent themselves, when he doesn't even hold that you need to have Hasra in the first place? So Amalei, so and by ends it, Rav Papa, Hahu Rabbi Yisi bar Yehudahi. That Mishnah of Test is not our Rabbi Yisi of Ben Chalafta. That's Rabbi Yisi bar Yehuda. The time like Linda Brisa, Rabbi Yisi bar Yehuda, Eimer, he says, Chavar ain't Tzarech Hasra. You're right. That Rabbi Yisi bar Yehuda, as in this halacha of the Mishnah of Test, holds that there are cases you don't even need Hasra in the first place. So Hasra doesn't have to be from the witnesses themselves. Because he says, like a Talmud Chacham, doesn't need to be forewarned before he commits a crime. The whole warning before a person commits a crime is just to differentiate that you should know that you're doing it deliberately. We know that you know. And then when a person's warned, yeah, he knows he's not doing it by mistake. A Talmud Chacham always knows because he knows the halacha. An enemy knows he's doing something wrong because it's a sworn enemy. So that's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda who says you don't need Hasra, but the Rabbi Yisrael of our Mishnah holds that you need Hasra, and not only do you need Hasra, it has to be the two witnesses themselves who are doing the warning. Now the Mishnah said, Dava Acher, another interpretation from the words, Apishnei Edim, Yakum Dava, besides Rabbi Yisrael's halacha that said that it's the mouth of the witnesses who have to do the Hasra. Additionally, the Mishnah said, Apishnei Edim comes to tell you, Shleite Sanhedrin Shemasmi Pia Togaman, that the high court cannot hear the testimony through a translator when it's coming to capital punishment. It has to be the mouths of the witnesses themselves that we're hearing from. Now the Gemara brings an incident related to this halacha that Hanu lo Aize. They were these witnesses who spoke a different language, which the judges didn't recognize their language. The Asla came in the Rava, they came in from the Rava. So Uki Rava Tugamin Banayu. So Rava put a translator, interpreter between them and the court. Ask the Gemara, how do you do this? But now we're doing a Mishnah that says, that the Sanhedrin cannot hear from a translator. How did Rava go ahead and do that? Says the Gemara, no, Rava made the Hava Yadda Ma the Hava Amri. Rava and his court knew what the witnesses were saying. They were able to understand that language, so they were hearing me from the mouths of the Edom. But Vaduri who they didn't know how to respond. They didn't know the language well enough to speak in the vernacular, and that's why they had an interpreter to be able to translate. But the actual hearing they heard from the witnesses, and that's why they were valid to be used in the prosecution of the defendant. As we continue, Tabab Zayin Bad Aleph, the Gemara brings another story where Elo Vituvia, who were the witnesses regarding a loan, that were Karevei de Arvahava, they were relatives to the guarantor of the loan. There's a lender, borrower, and the borrower sometimes can't get a loan. So he gets a guarantor where in case he defaults on the loan, the guarantor will pay it up. So Savra Pabalamer, Pabba thought to say, that these two witnesses are valid for the loan because they're not related to the lender or the borrower. And since they're not relatives, they're valid to be witnesses for the loan. To which Amalei Rav Huna, B'ri Rishu the Rav Papa, says, what do you mean? If the borrower doesn't have any money, doesn't the lender go to the guarantor? And since he is an integral part of the loan, therefore these two witnesses who are relatives and related to the guarantor are going to be invalid because they are considered relatives to the primary parties of this loan, and relatives are possible for Edus.